This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota city police officer involved in the death of a black man has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announced the charges against former officer Derek Chauvin on Friday afternoon.
I'm here to announce that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is in custody. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter.
The charges come after Chauvin held an unarmed African-American man, 46-year-old George Floyd, against the pavement with the officer's knee on his neck. Floyd went unconscious and later died after the incident. Floyd's death has led to two nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called on Friday for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. The World Health Organization and other countries, led by Costa Rica on Friday, launched a global initiative allowing for the sharing of data and scientific knowledge in the fight against COVID-19. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's director.
Today, we're joining 37 countries and numerous partners to launch the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, or CTAP.
Costa Rica's President Carlos Alvarado outlined a worldwide technology repository for vaccines, medicines, and diagnostics. It seeks to boost solidarity and urges more countries to join the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of China's most senior generals said Friday that an attack on Taiwan is still an option to stop Taiwanese independence. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
One of China's most senior generals says an attack on Taiwan is still an option to stop Taiwanese independence. That was the warning from Li Zhongcheng on Friday. However, Li Zanshu, the third most senior leader of China's ruling Communist Party, told the same event that non-peaceful means were an option of last resort. A 2005 law gives China the legal right to take military action against Taiwan, which it considers a Chinese province. And China has never renounced the use of force to bring Taiwan under its control. But such an explicit statement from the military is incredibly rare. Taiwan's government denounced the comments. It said threats of war were a violation of international law, and that Taiwan has never been a part of the People's Republic of China. Taiwan is China's most sensitive territorial issue. Beijing is deeply suspicious of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen, who it accuses of being a separatist. The mood in Taiwan towards China has soured further since China's parliament passed new national security legislation for Chinese-ruled Hong Kong on Thursday.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. There's some progress with new drugs in the battle against lung, prostate, and colon cancers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Doctors are reporting success with newer drugs that control certain types of cancers better, reduce the risk it will come back, and make treatment simpler and easier to deal with. One study found that a daily pill of a gene-targeting drug greatly improved how long people with one form of lung cancer lived without their disease returning after surgery and chemotherapy. Other studies found benefit from a hormone-blocking pill for men with advanced prostate cancer. The studies will be discussed this weekend at a cancer conference being held online because of the coronavirus. I'm Shelley Antler.
Consumer spending plunged in April as coronavirus pandemic shuttered businesses and layoffs have sent the economy into a deep recession. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department reports consumer spending dropped 13.6% in April, by far the steepest in records that date back to 1959. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the economy, accounting for about 70% of economic activity. And the declines were across the board, from durable goods like cars to non-durable items such as clothing, and services ranging from doctor visits to haircuts. But even with employers cutting millions of jobs, personal incomes soared 10.5% in April. The increase reflected the billions of dollars in support the government has paid out through unemployment benefits and stimulus checks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.